The Astros and the A's on Wednesday. Carlos Correa and friends in search of win number 49 on the season. In the first inning, how about some D? Jose Altuve digs in to face Sean Manaea.
Here's a 2-2. Swung on line towards second. Leaping grab by Jed Lowry. Above the cap, right in the midst, and down goes Altuve for out number two. And the runners hold, 3-2 pitch. Swung on and chopped on the right side. Correa charges, goes for the runner. He gets Fegley, throws the first. And they get another double play. With Correa charging toward the bouncing ball, he was able to get Fegley and just make enough contact with him and throw to first to end the inning for the Athletics. No score in the sixth inning, in danger of changing now with the Astros with runners at second and third and nobody out. 0-2, swung on and blooped into shallow center. That's a hit. Altuve is home, Correa streaking. Here comes the throw by Brugman, the tag, and safe on the head first slide is Correa, and it is 2-0 Houston. Evan Gattis muscles a two-run single to center field and gives Houston the first lead of the night. Continue to fight the seagull crime here at the Coliseum. A swing and a liner, base hit to left. Around third is Gattis. He's chugging, and he will score as Rajay plays it back in. And it is 3-0 Houston. Here's the 2-1, hit hard towards center. Back is Brugman to the track at the wall, jumps at the wall, and it is gone. Carlos Correa, his 14th long ball of the year. And he gives the Astros a little cushion. They now lead it 5-1.
The A's and the Astros were locked in a scoreless duel entering the sixth inning, but the Astros put up a three spot in the top of the sixth and never looked back, as the A's suffered a 5-1 setback, mustering only four hits on the night. Here is Oakland skipper Bob Melvin.
He's pitched well since he's come back from the DL almost every time. And you give up three runs, a lot of times you're going to win games. So it's not like they, you know, when you only get three or four hits and you score one run, you're not giving him much of a chance. But it's not like he pitched poorly. That happens. But he's played outfield before. And I thought he handled every ball pretty well. I mean, you know, in 14, we had him out there quite a bit. It was more in right. But, you know, kind of gave him the option. We could have done something a little differently. But if it got down there, we wanted another left-handed bat in the lineup, and he wanted to play. So he did a nice job with that.
The A's try to bounce back on Thursday behind Jesse Hahn. He'll be opposed by David Paulino.